The short attention span philosopher. Today, in honor of R. Crumb's Genesis, we have three selections from that very book. From Chapter 6, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, whomsoever they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for that he also is flesh, therefore shall his days be 120 years. The Nephilim were in the earth in those days, and after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, the same were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown." And next, from chapter 19. "And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve the seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he knew not when she lay down nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold, I lay yesterday with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve the seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he knew not when she lay down nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bore a son, and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bore a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day." And finally, from Genesis chapter 39. "Joseph was of beautiful form and fair to look upon. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, Lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master, having me, knoweth not what is in the house, and he hath put all that he hath into my hand. He is not greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass on a certain day, when he went into the house to do his work, that there was none of the men of the house there within, that she caught him by the garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spoke unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice."